Former Ohio Governor John Kasich has been criticizing President Trump since losing to him in the presidential primary back in 2016. Now he's not alone. A new group of Ohioans who have been influential in Republican Party leadership say they're coming together for one purpose, to defeat President Trump. Former Cincinnati City Council member and Hamilton County Commissioner Phil Heimlich has been active in Republican politics for decades. But this election, he's jumping the political fence and urging a vote for Democrat Joe Biden.
We are asking our fellow Republicans to be patriots and not partisans.
Heimlich is part of a group known as Operation Grant, named after Ohio-born President Ulysses Grant, who this group credits for unifying the country after the Civil War. Operation Grant supporters include former Shelby County GOP chair Christopher Gibbs. He resigned as party chair last year because he says President Trump has hurt farmers considerably with failed trade policies, then made them wards of the government with federal aid packages.
With markets in tatters and prices below the cost of production, farmers had little choice but to grab hold of that money, say, thank you, sir, shut up, and hunker down.
Major General Dennis Lake, also a Republican, says Trump doesn't respect the troops who are fighting to keep the country safe from harm.
Our commander-in-chief is an incompetent sociopath who places America's national security at risk.
Other Operation Grant backers are Tyler Furman, the whistleblower in the nuclear bailout law federal case against former Speaker Larry Householder.
Over the past 4 years, I have witnessed the degradation of the Republican Party and the United States at the hands of President Donald J. Trump. His vile and despicable language that he uses on a regular basis in relation to women, those we call mothers, sisters, daughters and leaders, in relation to minorities, those who have struggled under the hand of oppression for countless years by no fault of their own, the language he uses towards immigrants, those who desperately seek a better life for themselves and their families, and towards his political opponents.
Rocky Saxby is a former Ohio lawmaker and a financial contributor to many candidates in office. He says there are not any high-profile elected officials involved because Trump is using the fear of retribution as a way to keep Republicans in check.
So he has the party and party leaders held hostage, and we are, being led over the cliff, and the country's being led over the cliff by a man who's, as has been accused today, a sociopath and a narcissist.
Heimlich says the Republican Party needs Biden to win to save itself, return to its core values, and revive a spirited two-party system. When asked if the Ohio Republican Party had any comment about Operation Grant, its spokesman, Evan Mackin, replied, "No one cares about these former Republicans. Ohio stands firmly behind President Trump." Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.